the sad part is that it's not new and different. It's sort of like a hangover from the housing crisis. So the market has finally improved in Prince George's. Prices are finally coming back, but they're still saddled with all these vacant homes, which, of course, slow the return of home prices because they make property values go down. The state of Maryland is a judicial state, which means foreclosures go through the court system, and that slows the process down quite a bit. So this backlog of vacant homes is going to be with us for a while.
You have a situation in Clinton right now that you write about where neighbors have been raising the red flags about certain vacant properties. They noticed that they started to be vandalized a little bit, and then right around New Year's there was a fire. Explain that situation and what those folks are going through.
Sure. So this was pretty much the worst case scenario. It's a very stable neighborhood, really nice homes. Many of them are new, built in the last 5 years. So one of these homes went into foreclosure. It was occupied by a police officer, and then he split up with his wife. The house went into foreclosure, and then basically it sat vacant for 2 years. The mortgage servicer, GMAC, you know, was notified by neighbors that there was vandalism and that some small fires had been set, you know, around near close to the house next door. But for whatever reason, they didn't respond, essentially. And this is one of the problems with vacant homes, which is that if the bank or the mortgage servicer doesn't take care of the property, then the problems spill over into the neighborhood. And in this case, it led to a fire, which investigators are saying is a likely arson.
You know, the photographs associated with your piece are just stunning because, as you say, these are not junky homes to begin with. They're so beautiful. And to see them in this bizarre sort of, they're still half standing, burned, parts missing. It's just almost a surreal view, I guess.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's a beautiful cul-de-sac. And unfortunately, whoever set fire to that house also set fire to a house next door to it that was still under construction. So, you know, another part of this story that is sad is all of those houses are built by Prince George's County vocational students. And they build one house a year. So the destruction of these two projects is really, you know, sad because these kids put a lot of work into it. But as I said, it's the worst case scenario. It varies a lot. Some vacant homes are fairly well maintained. You wouldn't know. You would think that maybe the person was on vacation. Other properties, you know, the roof is caving in and the grass hasn't been cut in 3 months. So it varies a lot. But in the end, what happens is, you know, neighbors, local governments end up having to pick up the cost of maintaining it.
And I suppose to one extent or another, we could say the same about neighborhoods in Virginia, maybe a little bit in the district. It is a region-wide thing.
It is. I mean, Prince George's is unusual in that it was hit very hard by the foreclosure crisis, and it's in this state where the foreclosure process is very slow and long. In Virginia, Prince William County was their big epicenter, and they got hit really hard early on, and they recovered much more quickly. But they did also have a problem with vacant properties. Their vacancy rate has gone down tremendously, and, you know, we're fortunate in this region to have strong employment. So, you know, the prognosis for Prince George's is still great. I mean, short sales are up. This means that, you know, investors will pick up these houses and, you know, slowly we'll work our way through the inventory. So, you know, in a way, Virginia's experience kind of lets us know that things will get better in Prince George's, too.
Did you talk with anyone about any possible solutions in the short term, or is it just a matter of neighbors remaining vigilant, trying to inform authorities about, you know, this blight in their neighborhood and trying to get some results?
Well, you know, like a lot of really complicated issues, it's complicated and, you know, every little bit helps, basically. So the county and the state have been trying to come up with different ways to make it easier, you know, to find who's responsible for taking care of the homes. You know, lots of jurisdictions around the country have made their code enforcement laws tougher. So everybody's trying something. You know, in states that were really hit bad by the foreclosure crisis, like Ohio and Michigan, you know, they're just tearing down houses, basically, like entire blocks of vacant homes. As I said, we're very fortunate. We're not in that situation. So, you know, it's just kind of going to be a combination of all these incremental efforts.